You want a hero? Here's a guy who came face to face with a grizzly bear right here in Whatcom County. One of them still living today.
Uh-huh.
And that's the guy who's on the phone line. That's Fish and Wildlife Game Warden Dave Jones. Grizzly's not alive anymore. You took care of that problem, didn't you, Dave?
I did take care of that problem. Full disclosure, it was dead when I got to it. So I do appreciate pumping me up.
I didn't get that part of the story.
It was mano y mano on the beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
We actually had a grizzly bear in Whatcom County. We have a grizzly bear in Whatcom County. Explained where and when this happened, Game Warden Jones.
Yeah, so this is last Friday, and the way the world works now for me is I get dispatched through the computer that's in my truck, and it's right out there by Cherry Point, kind of off of Henry Road, just a little bit north, about 300 yards north of the terminal there, the Alcoa terminal. And so full disclosure, I want to apologize to the person that called it in, although I did not talk to that person. I said a lot of inappropriate things in my truck. Yeah, because I didn't believe in a million years that person knew what they were talking about, calling in that grizzly bear. But, that's what it was. And anybody who's from the area knows the area that I'm talking about.
So did the person say it was a grizzly bear? Did they suspect, or did they just say a bear?
They said a grizzly bear, and it comes through the computer, so I never spoke to the person. But whoever called it in, this is me apologizing officially on radio for all the mean things I said in my truck. But, no, they identified it as a grizzly bear on the computer, and I figured it was a toss-up between a grizzly bear and Bigfoot, and I guess today it was turned out to be the grizzly.
So you got out there, and the person was gone? They were gone, but the bear was there?
That's correct. Yeah, a biologist was kind enough to accompany me out there to make sure I know what I'm talking about, and we took a little hike and confirmed beyond any doubt that it is a grizzly bear, or was.
How big?
So you're talking probably a 2 to 3 year old, 250, 275, 5.5 foot long or so. A typical a male bear, and not super big, but keep in mind, half of it had kind of decayed away, so it wasn't the full body there, but that's about how big it was.
And no immediate indication on the cause of death? Could it have been
hit
by a boat?
I want everybody to know. Oh, I got into that thing big time. You betcha, buddy. That was kind of smelly, as you could imagine. And so it's hard because some of the scavengers, turkey vultures, have been at it a little bit. So you can't guarantee what happened to it, how it met its demise. But there was nothing readily apparent from what we saw.
And your theory is what?
All right, so now I've told you everybody the facts so far, and I don't want people yelling at my boss and saying I'm making stuff up. I'm now going to just project and kind of give you an idea of what I think happened. I'm going to suggest that this bear is from Canada, and it met its demise up there. Oftentimes, bears die in the woods. Yes, I know, they can die on their own. Maybe another bear beat it up. I don't know, but some high water activity could have moved it, but at some point, that bear found its way into the salt and worked its way down to the point. So that's just what I believe happened. No evidence that's what happened.
The head and claws have gone to the state's biologist. What are they going to do?
So they'll age it, and they'll do some DNA samples with it, and they're going to try to figure out, I suspect, where it originated from. A rough idea where it came from is the goal.
So, I mean, I don't know, can you tell anything maybe by the currents or something that, no, it couldn't have come from, like, the islands and things out that way in the current, it must have come, like, down the Fraser River or something. I mean, is there any way to tell anything like that?
All right, so I'm going to guess that, no, the feds, they're expensive, and you don't know what they do with their money, but I can tell you what they do is they'll have a model that follows the currents, and they will be able to follow those currents backwards to kind of figure out what's the likelihood or the probability of where that bear originated from. That's my guess as to what they'll do.
Gotcha.
We got a couple of questions here from Chris Morgan. He's a world-renowned bear expert who lives in Whatcom County, and he's had his specials on PBS and all that. And so I exchanged some texts with him yesterday, and he said, can you ask Dave a couple questions for him? He says, well, what he thinks the samples that you, what do you think the samples that you took will reveal, and how you identified it as a grizz? Chris says that's important so people know how to do that. I mean, what, when you first looked at it, what told you, like, okay, that's a Grizz?
Sure. So sometimes people go by color phase, but that's not really a good indication. You can have darker colored grizzlies, and you can have lighter colored black bear. A shorter snout is something that people look at. But the two biggest indicators, one you can see from a distance, one you can't. If you get up to one, like I did, you can look at the claws and how long the claws are. On a grizzly, they're much longer than the shorter claws on a black bear. And the other one is a very prominent hump right along the shoulders that you could see that from a distance. And in this case, once I got right up to it, you could see an absolute unquestionable hump kind of in the shoulder area. So those two factors put together, plus we send the pictures to the BIOS to make sure I know what I'm talking about. And that's what tells me it's a grizzly.
Did you ever think when you came here that you'd have an encounter with a grizzly bear in Whatcom County?
Not in a million years, no. And we do have some up in the northeast part of the state, so it's not like they're never around. But in this neck of the woods, no. I never in a million years thought that was going to happen. Yeah. And but it's a fact, and that's why I'm glad I went out there, because it's a fact. It's absolute grizzly.
Well, the other times we've had you on, it seems like we're talking about cougars. What's been the cougar news these days?
So everybody heard about the unfortunate incident over in Eastern Washington, Stevens County, where the girl was attacked by a cougar. And fortunately, she did not die, so that's great, but she was mauled pretty extensively. In this neck of the woods, it's been fairly quiet here in the Whatcom-Skagit area, so I've not had a lot of cat calls in this neck of the woods, although our bear calls, particularly this time of year, have gone up for sure. But cougar-wise, a few sightings, few calls here and there, but we're in pretty good shape. But it's kind of cyclical, so we'll see what happens in a few months.
He had a grizzly encounter. This is Fish and Wildlife Game Warden Dave Jones. Dave, always good to have
you
on
Dave.
The show.
That's great talking to you. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
All right, let us know next time you encounter the Grizz, okay?
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks, Dave.